Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the May 17th, 2021 regular meeting of the Lima Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're going to start off with the RFP for the outside sign. He gave two different signs, similar requirements. One is $10,760.58, and the second is $12,645.78.
All right, the next one's ADN Internet Telephone. Their bid is
$15,993.21. I have AD Choice LED signs, am I saying that right? And their bid is
$12,250. I've got JEI Sports Signs and Festival Graphics, and their bid is $15,968.
Okay. So we'll put this on for the next meeting so we can compare them. We'll see which one is the best deal. Then we'll bring it forward for the city in the next meeting. Sound all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you? All right. So I've got these, Lori, right here.
Okay.
All right. So is Dave out there? Oh, there you are. I didn't see you come in. All right, the next section is to talk about our part-time assessing services. And we have a proposal from Dave Sawyer, who's seated at the back of the room over here. And for the particulars here on what he's going to do, in the nutshell, he feels that working 1 or 2 days a week with a support person here in the office, that by October he should have us pretty well squared away to move forward. He's given us, we've made a computer available to him, an office, and just about anything else that he needs. He's going to help us with reports to the state that we need to do on the homestead exemption and the other things that go along with that, and to hopefully resolve any differences in valuations that people have and address people's concerns so that hopefully they're happy with the outcome and we can move forward with things and get untaxed new construction on the tax books so that we can get that income also. So
I make a motion that we accept Mr. Sawyer's proposal and move forward.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. You can get back to work anytime. He was here at 9 this morning, so it's a good thing. Okay, Katrina.
Speaking.
You're next.
Hi, so I'm Katrina Randall. I'm one of the 5 people on the Lyman Cemetery Committee. As you, those of you who know us know we're a volunteer group, and I've come with 3 topics. One, and I'm going to bring you paper.
Sure.
And I won't bite your heart.
You're fine.
So this is a bill of sale for a chipper that we bought. We have found that the chipping is way bigger than a small chipper. We end up loading brush onto trailers and hauling it off. And now we're going to leave that to the people who do take care of the trees. We can throw it outside. A lot of it deteriorates. So what we'd like the selectmen to do is decide what they would like us to do with that chipper. Do you guys have a use for it, or does the town, or should we try to sell it? And you don't have to decide tonight. The other thing I want to talk about is, as most of you are aware, the Goodwin Smith Cemetery right over here in town, it's kind of sad. Kind of sad. Amos Gay sent me this. I just got this email from him this evening. He's tried to get someone to take over that cemetery. That's kind of a group that's gone by the wayside. And I bring you pictures of the 4 of us that are out there working. My husband, Bob, he doesn't come out often. 2 knee replacements, bum hip, he keeps all our equipment. He winterizes it and summers it and takes care of getting things sharpened. These are photographs of the sad scenes that we all saw when we went there to put the flags up. All the flags in town are out. 100 and however many cemeteries. What we'd like to suggest is this. You know, we're a small group of people. We put all the flags out there. 1 year, the Goodwin Smith Cemetery Committee gave us $100 for some flags. I said, we shouldn't have to give you money. The town pays for them. Okay. My thought is, and this is something you need to mull over, is ask them to give the money to the town. We would be happy to have people come and give us estimates, what it takes to fix these deplorably beaten up headstones. Sadly, when it was mowed last summer, but I'm not going to do it, I got people calling me just screaming at me. I'm like, we didn't do it. But they knocked over the plaques that hold the veteran signs. They mowed over the flags. What we have discovered, and here's a list of how many veterans as of Memorial Day in 2019, they just put the posts anywhere. So we need to go back and put them where they belong, get the flags in where they belong, and we need to take care of it. It's despicable. It's deplorable. These are veterans. And I had a lady that called me for 2.5 weeks. She called me twice. She sent an email to the Lyman Cemetery Committee saying, I am trying to get burial plots. I talk to this woman every other day. I said, I'm working on it. She spoke to someone, grant thumb person who said, oh, call me back in a month. No, people are worried. They want to know where can they have their bodies or their cremation, you know, ashes. So finally, Amos agreed after several weeks, why don't you just have her call me? I'll work with her, but I'm done. So that's kind of the long and the short of it is. It's a sad situation at best. You know, people come into the center of town and look what they see. Broken post, tipped over headstones, flags that have been shredded by lawnmowers. It's not okay. We don't think. So that's what I came to present. I don't expect any answers tonight, but I would really like you guys, everybody, to think about it. And what do they think is the appropriate thing to do?
Can you confirm something?
Sure. There are some women on here?
No, this four. These are all veterans that are in that one.
Yes, sir. Now, some are women. Yeah, it's quite remarkable. And that's as of 2019. John?
I've got a question.
Yes.
This cemetery in the center of town has just recently come to you, right? I mean, it took a few years.
I've been going to their meetings. I've been on this committee since the cemetery committee since 2013.
Yeah.
I invited myself to go to their meetings to say, you know, we have flags to put out, blah, blah, blah. They let me come. They were a little bit reluctant when they would pass out all their paper with their treasurer's report and the money that they had. And then they would tell me, well, we're dealing with it. And, you know, I don't know how many of you got a postcard every year. It used to be, hi, would you contribute $15 to the Goodwin Small Cemetery? Now it's been up to $20. I don't give it because that's not where I intend to be at my ashes put. But nonetheless, so they have a steady income. And you've offered many a contact there. And I've poured on. I'm like, I don't want any more contact. They can call me. Yeah. And they don't.
And that was my point. That
yes.
This is some... You, okay.
Yes. No, still haven't heard from him. Amos is the only one, and that's because I beat him to death. Until he's like, all right, leave me alone. So, that's our situation. As I say, I think all of flags are out. There's one place I can think of that they're not out. And if y'all haven't noticed these wonderful signs that go up, the goal is with these signs, you'll see the name of it, and you'll see a number. And when we have a more robust website, because I've GPSed them all, then what we'd like to do is put a list, and then you can tap on the GPS location, all the pictures, and the name, and GPS yourself away to it. You know, somewhere out in the hinterlands. But that's our goal. Thank you for hearing me.
Okay.
If you have any other questions, Lori knows how to find me. Thank you. Thank you all. And I'm going to stay. I've had a long day. Give me vaccines. So, many thanks. Enjoy your evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Everybody all set? If I can have all that information, you get back together so we don't lose it.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right. Jeffrey, Duane.
Yeah, he requested to come. I didn't talk to him today, but last week I did.
Oh, yeah. You want to see Chapman, too? It's amazing. Okay. Chapman's got Revolutionary War veterans. Okay, this is where we go to our public input. So if anybody has something to bring forward, they can have up to 5 minutes to address the board, make a statement. Go ahead.
Do you want to come up, sit here?
If you want to come up front, that's good. Then we can like
see. People love when you go up front. I gave her a possibility that, can you make him go up front? I'm like, no, do it again.
Mass, no mass, you're not right. So, well, I just wanted to ask some more questions with regards to the...
Excuse me? I need your name.
I'm sorry, Celeste Hatch, Frost Road.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask some more questions with regards to the Goodwin Small Cemetery. Talk about they. It's a committee, it's a group, it's an organization, it's a business. Anybody know what it is?
I'll give you a little history.
Yeah.
It was at one point a very active, tight-knit group, quite well-funded as far as those go, and very closed. 10 years ago, they were all feeling we got it all under control, we're all set, we don't need any help. And not quite 10 years ago, probably 5 years ago, Katrina, who's been very active with our cemeteries, tried to make some inroads. And she was turned away. felt she was turned away. How's that? It wasn't just, we're not interested. We're all set. We don't need you. And it went that way up until time runs, okay? Last 2 or 3 years, everybody got old. People couldn't do the work they used to do. And now they're asking for help. And what's happened with Katrina's group, her group used to be larger. Mm-hmm. Now they're down to a core of 4 of them. And probably every one of them's between 5 and 10 years older than I am. And
well,
I didn't realize you were
That's
a
okay.
cemetery committee.
Well, I've been helping. My paperwork's just, I just submitted
okay.
my paperwork.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay.
So, yeah. Good thing I didn't say that.
You're on your own.
Okay.
So, yeah. Let me put my phone in the mouth. I'm sorry.
No. Well done.
Yeah. Number 12. But anyway, that was the thing. So now they're saying, wow, we need some help. And Katrina just doesn't have people, you know, or anything else. The thought was, Katrina's been poorly funded all these years, and they have not been. Yeah. Some marriage or some, but I don't know that it's a matter for this board. I don't know. I mean,
are they a private organization? I mean, they have money.
Yeah,
they've taken money from people to do perpetual care,
yeah,
my understanding.
Yeah.
They must be an organization. They must be a business. I mean,
yes.
How can you just fold and keep the money in the coffers?
Well,
how does that work?
Well, the one I'm really familiar with is Chapman, because my family's been involved with that fetus.
Yeah.
And the Smiths before that. And it seems, though, as one generation died off over there, we've been fortunate enough. Currently over there, it's the Rollins family now. Mm-hmm. First, it was Roger Sr., now it's Ajay. They've had a nice succession. Over here in this one, they have not. And now, all of the cemeteries Katrina deals with, she's beaten the bushes to find them. Their family cemeteries, there's not one nickel involved. There's no money to work with.
Well, you get $5,000 a year, right? So
right.
Been given $5,000.
Right, which is...
It's peanuts, right. That's something to be addressed down.
Well, I was going to say drop in the bucket.
Well, yeah, it's small.
So, but I don't know where you're going, what you want to know.
Well, I just don't understand it. I don't understand if it's an organization, why they're not putting money into... having people do the work. They're asking for volunteers. They're asking for this group to go put the flags in, which we're happy to do that.
It's their administration, you know. I mean,
they're not doing anything.
But that's not us. I mean, that's not.
So who do we go after? If it's just Amos.
That committee, whatever
that committee is.
I know, that's what I'm trying to find out who they are.
I would call Amos and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
It sounds like Katrina's tried that and hasn't got much luck.
Amos will talk to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Amos, if Amos likes to do anything, is talk. So, and I mean that, well, anybody knows Amos, and I mean that in the nicest possible
that's
way.
That's fine. I'll reach out to him. Maybe I'll step on Katrina's toes. I don't want to do that, Katrina, but I'm just really curious as well. Just getting involved with the volunteer committee. I just keep hearing about this. And I guess the rumor is they're going to try to dump it on the town. And
well, they've been trying that all winter. We keep getting letters that want us to take it over.
And you say no.
We haven't answered back.
Oh. Because what would you do?
Then why don't you answer the letter with a question?
There's been no direction anybody's wanted to go because they've been so tight-lipped and non-committal, and it's none of your business. It's like all of a sudden, now you're calling for help. Uh-huh. You know, talk to us. They don't want to talk.
But is that letter the opening of the gate? That they're sending you a letter saying it seems to me that's the beginning of it.
Well, they pretty much said they want out of it.
Right.
And they want us to take it over.
Right. That they'd have to disclose the organization, the funds that were there before.
Right.
You know,
Right. And again, I'm just getting bits and pieces of information.
It's a tight-knit group that's used to functioning in a certain manner.
There's no plan.
And,
you know. So anyway, I just wanted a little bit more information, and I guess we're going to start getting away at it.
Sorry,
so thank you.
I'll
reach out to Liz, I suppose.
Oh, it would be nice to meet
her. This is the wrong phrase as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. It's totally on the side of.
All right. Anybody else? Yes.
Right about here.
Not the camera.
Yeah, a little bit more. A little more.
There you go. There you go.
Good evening. My name is John Howie from Wadley Pond Road in Lyman. I'd like to thank the Board of Selectmen for allowing the candidates night last week to take place. It was very well presented and very informative. It was very refreshing to see both groups, the charter candidates and the selectmen candidates, come together and be united on one common issue that is plaguing this town line, the moratorium on growth facilities until the ordinances are updated. I would like to draw your attention to the selectmen's meeting of December 7th, 2020, when Michelle raised a question to the Board of Selectmen of putting into effect a moratorium on all growth facilities until the town's ordinances are updated. There was never any action taken on this issue. There are currently two growth facilities with permits in the Wadley Pond area, and another large-scale facility going through the permitting process as we speak. With the combination of the resignation of the code enforcement officer and the deputy code enforcement officer, along with the current selectman, Ralph Rusty Blackington, and selectman candidates Tom Hatch, Dave Dulong, and Bill Nowicki, stating that they would support a moratorium on growth facilities until the town's ordinances are updated. It was refreshing to see that these candidates and current selectmen understand and agreed at the candidates' night last week that they would support a moratorium on growth facilities until the town's ordinances are updated. With all these facts in place, I believe it would be a good time for the selectmen to listen to what is being said, and to pass an immediate moratorium on all growth facilities until the town's ordinances are updated. I challenge the Lyman selectmen to do the right thing and take immediate action tonight to place an immediate moratorium on growth facilities. Thank you for letting me speak to help protect this beautiful town that we all call home, Lyman Mini.
Sure, let's cut to the chase. Under Section 312 of the Lyman Charter, I move we enact a moratorium effective immediately on all moratorium grows until the ordinance are updated and accepted by voters.
You're up here, not in order here. Okay, it's not time for that. These people are bringing things forward for our information.
Second up. Is that a second?
I'll second. It's out of order, John. It's not time for it to be coming up. And if the new business, you can bring it up.
All right, bring it up on the
new
business.
Yeah. All right. Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Yes.
Thank you. Jeff DeVos, 303 Wadley Pond Road. I just wanted to make sure I take my 4.5 minutes just to go through the calendar events on how the process went, as I had to go in front of the ZBA to challenge the planning board's results. On January 13th, I filed my appeal on the 13th. On April 20th, dated letter from the ZBA with the results of the hearing. In that letter, it is explained that I have 30 days to appeal to the town of Lyman ZBA, or 45 days to appeal to the Superior Court. The end date for Superior Court is May 28th. So you'll see here, that's the 45 days, May 28th. April 21st, 2020, retained needed paperwork for filing fees to Superior Court, which are right here. I did file all my paperwork, but I have not put it forward yet, because I'm totally confused how we get a new application in before my due process is done. I still have 11 days to go to Superior Court, but yet we're having a public hearing tomorrow. Tomorrow on the same different application, same venue. Just totally confused, so I had to step back my Superior Court documentation because of cost. I'm already up to $4,000 in this appeal. $4,000, people, to appeal the biggest grow facility coming in southern Maine. $4,000 of my money. That's just ridiculous. So how do I go to Superior Court? Do I file the paperwork knowing that there's another public hearing tomorrow? And then I get paperwork saying that the process is on the 4th. I show up on the 4th. It's on the 5th. My registered letter said the 4th. I pull in. Nobody here. It's on the 5th. Well, I got a very strenuous job, too. I thank each and every one of you for doing public service, as I do it daily. I do it for a community of 21,000, never mind 4,000. So I thank you individuals for doing that. Not an easy job to sit here doing. So that's my questions. I did request a FOIA from the code enforcement office to ask why. Why are we doing another application when we're not even done this process yet? I still have these days to go to Superior Court, but yet you're doing a public hearing here. That's the question I was asked to ask them. I don't expect an answer. It's public comment. You shouldn't be talking back and forth during public comment. Thank you. Chair, I appreciate your time.
Anybody else have any input? Okay, we're going to move on to our mail. Central Maine Power is offering to change all street lights to LED street lights at no cost to the town, which they say is going to save us $3,000 a year in electric bills. But they want us to sign a new 15-year
agreement. I don't know what we're in now. I hate to say this, is what it was.
Is that from
Central Maine Power?
Didn't we put everything out to put a package and put everything out to bid? I don't think we're with CMP at the moment. I think we saved quite a bit. Going out, you have to check.
Yeah, well, I can't remember. We'll have to look at it, but I mean, I
don't believe we're with CMP. It was the total electric. Yeah, it was fire station here, transfer.
Yeah, but CMP's still delivering electricity.
Yeah, I don't know how
so,
that works.
Yeah.
It's worth looking at.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Everything's worth looking at.
Nope.
Okay. Let me go on to complaints. There aren't any at this time. So I'm going to skip on to the minutes, which we don't have to approve yet.
Right.
So we're going to go on. Payables warrant number 51 in the amount of $73,305.43.
I make a motion we accept payroll 51 in the amount of $73,305.43.
Tom seconds it. Is there any discussion on that?
I have one question about booming data. Is this contract or is this extra work that they're doing? Check number 8106 for 1955.
Probably, without looking at it specifically, that's probably the current sentences.
So it's not within, it's above and beyond their contract?
Yeah, it's things that are outside of the normal things, yes. $14,780.73.
I'll make a motion. Accept payroll 52, amount of $14,780.73.
I'm stuck in that. Okay, John seconds that. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Payable warrant number 53 in the amount of $1,093.04. Well, that's the smallest one I've ever seen. Discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay, we have here, we need to vote and accept and sign the annual town meeting warrant. Seconds that? Is there any discussion from anybody? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay. Old Kennebunk Road Work.
Morris is in touch with Hisson's. We should know what's going on this week with it.
Okay. All right. You guys all set with that? Okay, we have two reports from departments, one from the tax collector and one from the treasurer. Did anybody have any questions on those at all? Employees flat rate contribution. The question has come up. The retirements are a percentage of your income. So for what people have to deductions for retirement. So if we do like 3% match or 5% match, okay. And we've had requests from a couple. couple of employees, they want to do a flat rate commitment instead of a percentage. And the question is, how do you want to deal with that? Go ahead, John.
I would think this would be more in the treasurer's expertise, whether if that's feasible.
She didn't have any real issue with it. She wanted to see what the board thought about
it. I'm fine with it. Well, she's got no issue. I'm fine.
So it can't be any more than the 6% match, period.
Okay.
I mean, they can put more, but we'll only match.
You only match. Sure.
That.
Oh, yeah.
So is that okay to go with doing a flat rate?
I'd move that. I'd move that we go with a flat rate with the understanding that match contribution is no more than 6%.
Okay. Let me just ask a question on that.
Sure.
6% for the pay period or 6% for the whole year? Because some of the part-time people, their weekly pay fluctuates.
Right.
So should it be within the pay period, no more than 6%?
That would be easier to do, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to make it clear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So do we need a second on that? Tom seconds that. Any discussion from anybody? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you very much. Okay. The next one is to vote to accept the resignation of the code enforcement officer and the planning board employee. Accept the resignation of the deputy CEO plumbing inspector. All right, third item is a vote to accept the resignation of the deputy CEO and plumbing inspector. The next item is a job posting for the code enforcement officer in the planning board clerk position. All right. Next is to appoint the June 8th and June 11th ballot clerks for the 2021 annual town meeting. United Soccer Club for Bunganut Field. We have two of those, one for Massabesic Little League and one for the Massabesic United Soccer. And we have the Little League is asking for games, practices, baseball, and softball for the age group of 6 to 12. All the players are from the Massabesic School District. And that's for the ball field end of the field is what they're looking for. They've got April 24th to 30th, May for the whole month, June for the month. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Saturdays. And that's the same for May, June and for May. Yes,
I understand there's a financial contribution with this.
Yeah, last meeting we had discussed the fact that the Little League donated $1,500 to the town to help defray some of the costs, and we had accepted that.
Okay. And the only other question I got, and that's to Rusty because he's up there all the time, is this additional use going to adversely affect the field, do you think?
No. That's in Massachusetts United through a 500 versus an offense.
Nice.
Talk it all. We're bridging this. Originally, we booked this because the high school wasn't allowing the high school players' summer soccer facility. So we had tentatively thrown this in there as a holy cow, we need a total backup. But we're changing it, and we're just going to right now schedule it for the two that are marked foot skills for June and July. Foot skills is the Gloria's Linzer Fund. That's the one that started the whole foot skills thing. That was her field, Lyman, and so we'd really like to still continue it there. There's a trust fund that's set up that keeps it going, and so we'd like to keep it there. So that's our point. But right now, it looks like baseball wants it Friday nights. So if they want it Friday nights, we're going to try to relocate someplace else because that just be too many kids for that facility. We take it in the fall, let them have the experience.
So we'll
work the details out.
Yeah,
with baseball.
They work together. They've been really good.
Yeah.
So I move to accept both of them.
Okay, Tom seconds that. Any more discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, that takes us down to H, we already took care of. And Laurie,
I don't think you did you?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah. YouTube recordings. What was the question on that?
For someone other than Michelle, or for Michelle to train me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
As her backup.
Yeah. Wanted to discuss, give Michelle some time off, if we can have Lori do the recordings of our meetings on Monday nights.
Yeah,
well, that would be all meetings, not just this meeting.
Well, we were talking about this, and we were also talking about planning board meetings to get the planning board back. And we've got a lot of requests for people who want to see those meetings, and hopefully we're going to get some other people in there to do that also, but at least to get it rolling for where we are for now.
So,
okay. Tom seconds it. Okay. All those in favor? 5-0. Okay.
No, it's my turn.
Your turn.
All right, sorry, I jumped ahead. Under Section 312 of the Lyman Charter, I move we enact a moratorium effective immediately on all marijuana grows until the ordinance are updated and accepted by the voters.
Okay, Tom seconds that. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, for some clarification. So any applicant who's gone through and submitted their paperwork by the ordinance that is now, is going to have to stop and wait until until the law changes. My question is, how is that not an abuse of their rights as an applicant? In the land in question, which we all know what the land in question is, has had a moratorium once before by the same people.
I have a question to ask of Brad. Application is in process. Can we vote to stop it at this point? Or would that be excluded?
I don't want to come right now and give a definitive answer on whether or not it would halt this particular one, right? Because I don't know how far along he is in it. In general, the moratoriums that I know that when Sanford passed one, it stopped all permitting, including occupancy permits, which basically stopped the grow operation from opening. That's what they've ordered to do. Sanford, in that case, had amended theirs to deal with things that had gone through, had already been applied for. So it may or may not. I'd have to get back to you guys on that.
I think we're up to the public hearing level. There it is for a public hearing.
That's what I just heard.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like I said, I could look it up for you guys and let you know for sure, but that's, you know, this particular thing.
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? All those in favor? All those opposed?
Was so that two in favor?
John and Tom were in favor.
Yeah.
But Rusty and I were opposed, please. And Dave abstained.
Dave abstained? Okay.
Okay. I'm open to the last motion to be made.
Not sure where Chair votes on Robert's rules. I don't have my book in front of me, so I'm going to let it go. Okay.
So,
motion to vote. I think Chair votes to break ties.
Yeah,
bingo.
That's what I think, okay. Too. Correct. Yeah, that's yeah. Robert's rules.
But by the same token, 2-1, I mean, if it's only 3 people voting, you know, I mean, however it works.
It works with the chain on bone. I'm sorry, you go by Robert's rules.
We ought to refer to Robert's rules on this.
Chair doesn't vote.
I don't have my book.
Do you want to take a quick break and I'll go get it? I'll go get the book. Sure. I think there's one in the office, so.
Yeah, I didn't bring my book.
Yeah, I usually got one in my
pocket. Has the chairman always voted in the past?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
No.
All right, just let it run. We're fine with it.
It's usually a 5-person vote.
Well, that's why I asked, because I'm just not aware of it ever coming up before. It might give me some heartburn about the last few decades of votes.
I think John's right, because when it comes down to 3, it's got to be a unanimous vote to carry. It can't be a 2-1.
It's not true.
sure. Like I said, I don't have my book.
Oh,
you got the right guy reading the book, so.
Well, the one that Lori Clark here, Sheriff Bowes. Deciding officer is a member of the assembly. He can vote as any other member who voted by ballot. In all other cases, the presiding officer, if a member of the assembly can, parentheses, but is not obliged to, vote, whenever his vote will affect the result. That is, he can vote either to break or cause a tie, or in a case where a two-thirds vote is required, he can vote either to cause or to block the attainment of the necessary two-thirds. So, if he voted to cause the 2-2, that would affect the result.
Right.
So it sounded like
Sounded
like he had the ability to vote.
Yeah.